Please turn in your Bibles this morning to John chapter 13.
请我们打开约翰福音十三章。
John's Gospel chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
It's interesting how one song with seven verses contain the whole gospel.
实在很奇妙，当一首诗歌的七节的歌词我们唱的，它就包括了所有的福音。
By abiding and coming into the reality of those seven verses, our life would be elevated into a heavenly plane.
如果我们住在这首诗歌的境界的里面，我们的生活就会被高举到属天的境界。
We thank the Lord for those brothers who have gone on before us, who have written so succinctly and so clearly the Lord's message in song.
我们感谢主，这些弟兄们走在我们的前面，他们这样简洁，这样子的，准确的把他们的经历写出来。
I'd like just to take a few minutes now and read these first 17 verses of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples.
我们要花几分钟的时间来读这十七节的圣经，怎么样主耶稣为他的门徒洗脚。
Verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knowing his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas the Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands,and that he had come forth from the Father and was going back to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, taking a towel, he girded it about.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里，就离席起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆子里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
随后，对不起。随后又把水倒在盆里，又洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
And so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet?
挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
Jesus answered and said to him, What I do, you do not realize now, but,You shall understand hereafter.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Simon Peter said to him, Lord,Not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.
西门，彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
For he knew the one who is betraying him. For this reason he said, not all of you are clean.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
And so when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you?
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
You call me a teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet,You also ought to wash one another's feet.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master.Neither is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人的也不能大于差他的人。
If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
你们既知道这事。若是去行，就有福了。
Before we pray, I would like us just to note verse 7.
祷告以前，我们请注意第七节。
Actually, verse 8.
对不起，第八节。
Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you,You have no part with me.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Whenever we come together like this,
当我们这样聚集，一起聚集的时候，
it is the Lord's desire to wash our feet.
主的心愿就是他愿意来为我们洗脚。
Through the washing of his word administered by the Holy Spirit.
接着圣灵把他的话来供应我们。
And through one another.
也借着我们彼此的交谈。
But there is a tendency in all of us to not be attentive.
但是我们有个倾向，我们常常不是很注意。
The Lord desires even right now to wash our feet.
就是现在主都愿意来为我们洗脚。
And we will see a little bit later exactly what that means. He wants to give us his life.
我们再过一会儿我们就知道这个洗脚的意思是什么，就是他要把他的生命给我们。
But there's a Peter streak in all of us is not me.
但是这里有位彼得说，你永不可洗我。
I've got to be thinking about Monday.
我要想到礼拜一要发生什么事。
I've got to be thinking of what I'm going to do this afternoon.
我想今天下午我要做什么。
And there are all kinds of things that cause us not to be washed by the Lord Jesus.
有许多的事情拦住我们，我们不能够让主为我们洗脚。
And we miss.
那我们就错过了这个。
We miss this life that He desires to give.
我们就错过了这机会，可以得着主要给我们的生命。
So again, let's just take a moment and ask the Lord to prepare us.
所以我们愿意花一点时间求主来预备我们。
We might be open to His washing.
所以我们对主要为我们洗脚，我们可以对主敞开。
It's not our speaking here.
并不是我们在这里要讲什么。
Our brother made that clear when he opened.
我们弟兄刚才对我们讲。
It's the Lord who wants to have an audience with us this morning.
是主他愿意来对我们说话。
He wants to encourage.
他愿意鼓励我们。
He wants to cleanse.
他愿意洁净我们。
He wants to set the captive free.
他愿意把那个捆绑的让他们释放得自由。
So let's ask him to do that.
那我们仰望主来成就他的功。
Oh Father, we are thankful for inviting us around your table this morning.
天父，我们感谢你早晨邀请我们到你的桌子面前。
How we were reminded again that only one man could set us captives free.
我们在被提醒，只有一个人能够让被掳的得释放。
Release us from the bondage of self and sin.
把我们从自己和罪的捆绑中释放出来。
From a defiant, rebellious heart.
从一个反抗、背叛的心释放出来。
And put us in union and communion with thee.
让我们与你合一，也一直与你连接。
And with one another.
也彼此合一。
What a great salvation.
何等的拯救。
Speak to us now this hour.
愿你这个钟头对我们说话。
We want to be washed by you.
我们愿意被你来洁净。
In preparation for this week,
让我们为着这个礼拜来做预备。
We would be clean.
愿我们能够是干净的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. This past Wednesday, we were having fellowship together.
在过去的礼拜三，我们有一点交通。
Both Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening, regarding the Thanksgiving gatherings that are coming up this week.
在礼拜三的早晨和晚上，我们都交通到要来的感恩节的聚集。
And a number of questions came up both in the morning and the evening prayer meeting.
有一些问题，我们就提出来，在早晨还有在晚上的。
The conversation went like this.We're having people over we don't even know.
那这个问题是这样，我们邀请一些人到我们家来，可是我们不认得他们。
And someone else said we need to invite someone we don't even know.
那有些人就说我们被要求要邀请一些人是我们所不认得的。
What do we do?
我们要怎么办呢？
And I was reminded at that point how uncomfortable we often are in strange environments.
那我就被提醒，常常我们到一个陌生的环境，我们都是觉得很不舒服。
Man has a comfort zone.
人有一个他舒适的范围。
And man wants to stay in that little cocoon of his comfort.
那我们人就喜欢，像一个在一个蛹里面一样，那我们很舒服。
Don't move me out of my mother's womb.
不要让我从母亲的那个子宫里面出来。
Keep me attached to that umbilical cord.
让我能够跟妈妈的那个脐带还是连接的。
I want to have those warm and fuzzy feelings of people that I know love me.
我要那个有一个温暖的感觉在一些爱我的人的环境当中。
We're all like that.
我们每个人都是这样。
Most of us are not extroverts.
我们很多人都不是外向的。
And following Thanksgiving, we have Christmas parties.
那感恩节以后呢，又有圣诞节的聚集。
And I know one sister here, my daughter particularly, who does not appreciate going to her husband's company parties every year.
我知道有一个人，就是我的女儿，她要去她先生的公司的一个宴会，她是很不喜欢的。
But in her defense, I will say that she has learned.Some of the principles we'll be talking about this morning of how to feel comfortable.
那他为着他，我他今天早上也会学习到说，怎么样让我们会觉得舒服。
The Lord has put us in the world.
主把我们放在这世界里。
We are not monks, nuns in a monastery.
我们并不在修道院里面来做修士、做修女。
Monday morning it is very real.
礼拜一的早晨是非常真实的。
And Tuesday and Wednesday.
礼拜二、礼拜三。
And many of you do not have a clue of what is going to happen tomorrow.
我们很多人都不知道明天要发生什么事。
And this has a tendency to make us nervous.
我们就会觉得紧张。
And it's probably not good to start off with a couple shots of vodka to just calm our nerves.
那如果说我们要喝酒，喝那个很强的伏特加酒，让我们觉得比较不要那么紧张也不好。
That's the world's way.
因为这是世界的办法。
In fact, we laugh, but the reason there is so many problems with the various types of drugs is just because of it. It's a nervousness.
在今天有许多人滥用药物，是因为他们很紧张。
And again, I want to underline, we're all the same.
我要跟大家讲，我们都是一样的。
There is a certain environment that will cause us consternation, will cause us grief and unsettledness of heart.
有些环境会让我们觉得忧伤，也让我们觉得不晓得应该怎么做。
I remember one of the great heart surgeons of the Seattle area.
我就记得在西雅图那边有一位很有名的心脏的外科手术的人。
When I was in business there, I knew of this man as being one of the leading men in the medical field.
当我在那里的时候，我知道这个人是在医学界是一个领袖型的人物。
Everyone applauded his ability when it came to doing heart surgery.
当我们讲到要心脏开刀的时候，每个人都非常的称许他的手术的技术。
He had this ability to concentrate on his work.
他有这个能力专注在他的工作。
He was an unbeliever.
他没有信主。
And the only way he knew to calm his nerves when he came home at night was to drink.
他只有知道一个办法，当他回家以后，要让他心情平静，就是喝酒。
And he was an alcoholic.
所以他是一个酗酒的人。
And his practice and his life were shortened because of it.
他的开业的还有他的生命缩短的时间，因为他们是酗酒的人。
A gifted, disciplined man in studies and in his practice, and yet there was something missing.
他是这样有才华，而且专注在他工作的事情上，可是他的生命缩短了。
And God has made a provision for this weakness in all of us.
那我们在我们每个人里面也有这样的软弱。
And we saw this morning so clearly that the blood of Abel, we saw clearly that Moses, being the meekest man, could not solve this problem.
我们早晨。我们知道亚伯的血或者是摩西这样谦和的人都不能够来解决这个问题。
Moses as a leader would in some sense be considered a total failure.
摩西如果我们做一个领袖的角度来看，从一个角度来看，他是完全的失败。
He had one job.
他有一个工作。
He was to take a group of people out of Egypt and into the promised land.
就是带一群人离开埃及进到应许之地。
And of that 2 million people, 2 people entered.
在那200万人当中，只有两个人进了应许之地。
Now we know that he had a great influence on those young people that also entered.
我们知道他对于这些进去的年轻人也有很大的影响。
But it's only God through His Son, His Word, and the Holy Spirit and the Church can we enter in together.
但是只有神借着他儿子还有他圣灵的工作在教会的里面把我们一起带进那个应许之地。
Living peacefully each day, the life of the Lord.
让我们每一天可以这样很平安的借着主的生命来过每天的生活。
What is this message of Jesus regarding the washing of feet?
那关于主耶稣洗脚的这样的信息是什么意思呢?
Is this about social etiquette?
这是一个社会上的一个礼仪吗?
Is this a health issue? Is this hygiene?
是一个卫生或者是健康的问题吗?
What is it?
洗脚是什么意思呢?
Well, we know it is those two things.
是的,是一个礼仪,也是有关于健康。
But much more.
但是比这个还要更多。
Often we look at the physical words and settings in the Bible and we stop right there.
当我们看这些外面的事情，我们读圣经，发现这些外面的事情，我们就停在那里。
But anytime we see something physical, temporal in the Bible, we must allow the Lord to show us the counterpart, the reality of the spiritual.
当我们看见这些外面或在实践里面的一些事情，我们还要求主来启示我们关于属灵的教导。
The washing of the feet by Jesus is really one of his last acts.
主耶稣为门徒洗脚是他在地上最后的一些行动之一。
Some might think this would be an excellent time in which to raise Lazarus from the dead.
有些人会觉得说这是最好的时候，最好再把一个像拉撒路一样的人从死里复活。
Just to preface his own resurrection that would occur in just a few days.
那这样子也许就更来显明他在几天以后要从死里复活一样。
But no,He sums up his 33 and a half years with this one bondservant occupation of washing feet.
但是主耶稣总结他33年的服事，在这件事情上，像一个受捆绑的一个奴仆一样来洗脚。
He summarizes his ministry with this sublime, simple act.
他把他的一个执事总结在升华在一个点。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Is it important?
是很重要吗？
The Lord wants to summarize and show and demonstrate his great love for the people.
主要总结，而且来向他的儿女们来显现他这样的大爱。
He wants to demonstrate that he has come to give life and to give it abundantly.
他要让门徒知道，他要来是要让人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
We just read there in the first verse of that chapter, he loved them to the end.
我们十三章一开始就读到说，他爱属他人，就爱他们到底。
That love must have an expression.
那爱总要有一个表现。
Love must show itself.
那爱需要能够表现出来。
You can go out here, one of you young men, and carve an heart on the tree and say, "I love you," and put your girlfriend's initials.
Yeah, 年轻人可以到一个树上，画一个像心形的人，然后把你女朋友的名字写在上面。
It's some type of an expression.
这是一种表示。
But most girls want more than that.
但是多数的女孩希望得到比这个更多。
And Jesus didn't say things that he did not back up with actions.
主耶稣从来不说些话是没有行动的。
He had demonstrated to them.Many, many times of his great love for them.
他一次又一次来证明他对门徒们的爱。
So, what would be the cream to cream, the frosting on the cake, just before he dies?
在他要去世之前，那个精华的主要流露他的生命的精华是在哪里呢？
He's going to show them again, I've come to give you life.
他要对他们来显示主来是要来给人生命。
And you are to give life to one another.
所以你们也要给彼此要来给生命。
He was demonstrating to them that there is defilement.
他要来向他们证明，就是说这里有一个反抗。
How many of you have ever walked out of a Sunday morning service, and then Monday night, think back, wow, where did that word from Sunday go?
有多少人礼拜一的晚上的时候想起来在想说，诶，礼拜天早上听的信息在哪里呢？
You did not lose your salvation.
你没有失去你的救恩。
You still believe in God.
你还相信神。
But something has happened.
但是有些事情发生了。
A veil has come over the eyes.
好像有眼前有一个蒙蔽。
There is a cloud.
有一个云。
Things aren't seen as clearly as they were Sunday at 11 o'clock.
好像事情很多的事情没有像礼拜天11点的时候那样的清楚。
We constantly are needing our feet washed, and Jesus knew that.
我们常常需要我们的脚被洗干净，因为我们常会沾灰尘，主耶稣知道。
He was wanting to offer comfort and encouragement to them.
主耶稣愿意对他的门徒给他们安慰，给他们鼓励。
Jesus was demonstrating to them, I have come to serve, not to be served.
主向他们证实，主耶稣来是要来服侍人，不是要被人服侍。
In Philippians it says, when he left heaven, he emptied himself and he became a bondservant.
腓立比书告诉我们，当他离开天家，他成为一个奴仆。
That was the book on this end.
那这个是这本书的这一边。
And the book on this end was washing the feet.
那这本书的另外一边就是洗脚。
He sums up his ministry, all the healing, all the teaching, everything that he thought, said, and did with this one experience, washing their feet.
主耶稣把他的执事、所有的医治、所有的教导都总结在这件事上，就是洗脚。
If we turn to the book of Mark, we'll just use a few examples of how Jesus' life was one of washing feet.
我们用马可福音来看几个例子，来证明主耶稣的生命就是一个洗脚的生命。
We know that when Jesus came as a young boy, he was about his father's business.
我们知道主耶稣还在孩童的时候就以父的事为念。
He made that statement of age 12.
他在十二岁的时候就有这样的宣告。
And what did he do?
他做什么呢？
Though he was misunderstood by his parents,
虽然他的父母误会他，
he followed his parents back home and served them and the family for the next 18 years.
他就跟着他父母回家，而且在接下来的十八年里面服侍他们。
All but 3.5 years of the Lord's work on this earth was just taking care of his family. Very mundane, very tedious work.
主耶稣在地上的生活除了最后的三年半那以外他都在照顾他的家人是这样普通平凡的工作。
This was his luck to serve.
这就是他服侍的一个榜样。
And this serve, I want to make it clear, even right now, and I'll say it even more, service is not me just meeting needs.
我要讲清楚一件事情，服侍并不只是说让一些需要得到满足。
If service is just meeting needs, it's the same as what any wonderful unbeliever can do.
如果我们的服侍只是要让一些需要得到满足的话，那这样不信主的人他们也做了很多。
All ministry service comes from the Lord and is ministered to people providing giving life.
所有的服侍都从主来，而且借着主供应到人的里面来让人得生命。
It's just not doing something, giving a meal, giving transportation. If it is not within life, it is hay, wood, and stubble.
并不只是让人家吃饱或者说要接送人家而已。如果这里面没有生命的话也不过是草木禾秸。
So when we mention this word service, it is a deep, deep spiritual word.
当我们提到服侍这是有非常深的属灵的含义。
Service in the Bible refers to worship.
在圣经里面服侍就提到敬拜。
It's of him, it's from him, of him, and for him.
是本乎他，因着他，也归着他，归给他。
In Mark 1, the 23rd verse, we see that Jesus is in the synagogue, and a man with an unclean spirit is there.
在马可福音一章二十三节，主耶稣在会堂里面遇见一个被污鬼附着的人。
Well, this man knew the Lord. He calls him by name. He's quite reverent to him.
Yeah, 这个被污鬼附的人认识主耶稣，因为他呼叫主耶稣的名字。
But Jesus sees that there is an unclean spirit.
但主耶稣看到有一个污秽的灵。
All of us possess this unclean, demonic influenced spirit.
我们每一个人都被这样污秽的灵所影响。
The more we go on with the Lord, the more we see that it occupies our life most of the time.
如果我们与主来同行，更多与主同行，我们就知道这些在我们生活里面。
You say, Brother King, that's not very kind.
你说King 弟兄啊，你这样说好像对不太友善。
You mean that I can be demonic influence when I'm talking to my husband, my wife, and my children?
你难道对我说我有被鬼附着当我对我的先生或者是太太或者是孩子讲话的时候。
Peter thought he was helping the Lord when he said, Lord, you're not going to suffer like that. And what did the Lord say? Get thee behind me, Satan.
当彼得对主说千万不可的时候主对他说撒旦退我后面去吧。
Every thought, every word, every action is either satanic inspired or it's Christ inspired.
每一个思想，每一个动作，要不然就是撒旦来放意念在我们里面，要不然就是神。
Much of our wonderful advice to one another is satanic inspired.
很多我们对彼此的建议都是撒旦 放在思想放在我们里面。
We many times give advice. We've not consulted the Lord.
很多时候我们给人家建议，并没有来求问神。
No, we read this in a book. Here's what you need to do for this occasion. No consulting the Lord. It's satanic.
如果我们只是从书上来告诉别人要怎么做的话，这也是从撒旦来的。
This was in the synagogue where this unclean man was.
这个不洁净的人是在会堂里。
What did the Lord do?
主做什么呢？
He washed his feet.
他为他洗脚。
Life.
生
命。He gave life.
他把生命给他。
And that's our job.
我们也应当这样做。
And we'll see a little bit of that later. Verse 30.
第三十节。
Simon Peter's mother-in-law is sick.
西门的岳母生病了。
She has a fever.
她发烧。
Brothers and sisters, we all suffer from spiritual feverishness.
我们都会患这个毛病，就是属灵的热病。
Again, by nature, we're nervous.
是的，我们的天性就很容易紧张。
Some of you are worried about Thursday, about cooking.
有些人就会问着礼拜四要煮什么，现在就开始烦恼。
That's what started this message. Who's coming?
所以这个信息最从哪里开始呢？就是会担心谁会来。
Here's just a little principle I'm just going to throw out.
这只是一个原则，我是提一提而已。
The Lord is always stirring the pot.
主总是要搅扰我们，让我们里面好像被搅扰。
He does not want us to get comfortable in our little comfort zone.
他不要让我们好像活在自己很安适的一个环境里面。
He wants us to be uncomfortable, so we have to look to Him.
他要让我们觉得不安，所以我们可以来仰望他。
Quit cursing the things that are going wrong in your life.
那如果只是这样子发怨言或者讲一些不好的话的话，是往错误的方向
走。God is sovereignly over even that cold that you might have.
如果说你感冒的话，主也是他有权柄在这个里面。
These antagonizing allergies that we have in Houston.
他让我们会过敏。那在 Houston 很多的人我过敏。
The unbearable hot heat in the summer.
那在夏天有。这样子难承担的一个这样的热的情形。
All the issues at work.
或者是工作产生许多的问题。
God has ordained.
是神预备的。
God says, I know exactly what you need.
主告诉我们，我知道你需要什么。
This is why I put this person in your life.
所以我就把这个人放在你生活里面。
That you think is a witch.
如果你可能会觉得说他是一个巫婆。
That you think is a bad man.
或者觉得是一个很糟糕的人。
I know you need it.
但是主知道我们需要这样。
To fillet you, to reveal, turn you inside out.
所以他借着这个来把我们里面剖开。
See, when you fillet a fish, you start to see the innards.
如果你要剖开一条鱼的时候，你就看到那鱼里面的情形。
Do you realize that when God looks at us, all he sees is the innards?
你知道吗？当神看我们的时候，他是看到我们的里面。
He didn't stop looking at your pretty hairdo this morning.
他今天早上并他不是今天早上就看你那漂亮的头发。
Or your fancy clothes.
或者你穿了个很华丽的衣服。
God looks at the heart.
因为神是看内心。
The thoughts, the intents, and the motives of the heart.
是看我们里面的思想，我们的意念。
Not how beautiful a dish you brought this morning and.How you decorated it so it'd have a beautiful presentation.
并不是看你早上端来的菜有多好吃，或者是装饰的多漂亮。
Here's a little word for you cooks. I hope none of you really make your dish real fancy on top.
这是对一些我们煮菜的人，我一些建议。我希望没有一个人是让我们的菜看只是看得很好看。
Because there's six ladies over there right now cutting your beautiful thing up into pieces and putting it on plates.
因为在厨房内现在就有六个姊妹她们把你的菜都已经分好分在不同的盘子里面。
So it's just one more thing we don't have to worry about and don't have to worry about being prideful about.
所以这样我们就不需要烦恼因为这样我们就不会骄傲。
But Peter's mother-in-law had a fever and what did the Lord do? He administered healing. This is called washing feet.
彼得的岳母得了热病，主做什么呢？他就医治他，这就是洗脚。
Every time you see a miracle, every time you see the Lord touching, doing something, think of He is ministering spiritual life.
当主行每一个神迹的时候，我们要想，主就把属灵的生命来供应人。
We get so caught up in the healing of someone.
我们常常都只是专注在人得医治的这件事上。
Jesus would be considered a failure if healing was the big deal.
如果医治是只是一件最重要的事的话，那主耶稣也失败了。
Because every single person Jesus healed, including Lazarus who he raised from the dead, ended up doing what? Dying.
为什么呢？因为主医治的每一个人，甚至包括拉撒路，最后还是死了。
It is only a picture.
这只是一幅图画。
Healing is only for a few months, a few years.
医治也不过是几个月或者是几年的果效。
Healing of this heart is washing of this heart is for eternity.
但是让我们的心被医治，为我们的心洗脚是永远的。
Mark 1, verse 32, we see that they're bringing everyone to the Lord.
在马可福音一章三十二节，他们把一切害病和被鬼附的人带来。
And what is he doing?
主做什么呢？
It's all pictures of just washing their feet.
这些都是洗脚的一些图画。
He is interested in bringing life to their soul.
主所关心的是把生命带到人的里面。
And in verse 35, we see one of the keys for washing feet.
在第三十五节，我们看到洗脚的一个重要的秘诀。
And early in the morning, while it was still dark, he rose and went out, and departed to a lonely place, and was praying there.
在清早天未亮的时候，主耶稣起来到旷野祷告。
I'll slip this in right here because it's such an important thought. All washing of feet, bringing of life to the office tomorrow, comes through a quiet time.
要洗脚，要把生命带到你的办公室，从什么时候开始呢？从哪里开始呢？从祷告开始。
The Lord would receive life from the Father and then give it out.
我们要从主得着生命，在有安静的时候，然后才能够给。
He would get answers from the Father and then give those answers out.
他从父神得着答案，然后主耶稣再把这个答案给出去。
There is no washing of feet without a quiet time with the Lord.
如果没有在主面前有安静的时间，就没有洗脚。
Verse 40.
四十节。
A leper came to him, beseeching him, falling on his knees before him, saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
有一个长大麻风的来求问耶稣，向他跪下说，你若肯，我必能叫我得洁净。
And the Lord moved with compassion.
主耶稣就动了慈心。
Compassion is necessary for the daily washing of one another's feet.
每天的彼此洗脚，需要有这样的慈心。
And all of us have to ask, I'm speaking for myself, daily, Lord, give me your compassion for one another, including my enemies.
我每天都要对主说，愿意你把你的仁慈给我，不仅是我的朋友，甚至对我的仇敌。
We don't get to choose whose feet we are to wash.
我们不能够来选择要洗谁的脚。
They are often the last person in the office whose feet we want to wash.
常常主要我们洗的那个脚，就是我们最不愿意洗的那个最不愿意洗脚的那个人。
And the Lord has to give us His compassion to be able to minister that washing.
主要把他的仁慈给我们，所以我们可以这样去洗脚。
Chapter 2. The paralytic is healed.
在第二章，我们就看见瘫子被医治。
All of us are plagued with spiritual paralysis.
我们每一个人都有属灵的瘫痪。
We become weary.
我们会容易疲倦。
Instead of walking in the spirit, we walk in the flesh.
所以没有在圣灵中行，
我们在肉体里面行。And a word of encouragement bringing life is necessary.
所以一个带着生命的鼓励是必须的。
And in the 14th verse,
在第十四节,
the most unlikely person, Jesus washes their feet.
主耶稣就来洗一个最好像最不应该被洗脚的一个人。
Levi, Matthew, the tax collector.
利未也就是马太是一个税吏。
Despised by everyone.
是每一个人所轻视的。
Jesus would be very much misunderstood by washing this man's feet.
主耶稣洗这个人的脚，所以以至于他被许多人误会。
Calling him and saying, Levi, follow me.
他呼召利未说来跟从我。
The people say, doesn't Jesus know who he's talking to?
那人家就议论说，那主耶稣知道他在讲什么吗？
Brothers and sisters, there cannot be any self-consciousness in our life when we mingle with people.
我们在与人在一起的时候，我们常不要有这样的自觉。
By nature, we're very, very picky.
我们天然的人都是很挑剔的。
We look at a person'sethnicity, the color of their face.
我们看一个人他是什么人种或者他脸色怎么样。
We look at their social political views and background.
我们看到一个人他的社会观或者是他的背景是怎么样。
And the tendency is, someone doesn't measure up, we sort of walk, skirt that person.
如果这个人不是我们想要交往的，我们就离开。
When it's often,the very person right next door that the Lord wants you to speak with.
但是常常就是我们隔壁的人，我们最不想要跟他说话的人，是主要我们对他说话。
Want you to be friend.
主要我们与他做朋友。
Start to pray for, ask the Lord for a divine appointment.
所以为着这个人祷告，为着主耶稣有一个神圣给我们有一个神圣的约会，与这个人来祷告。
Oh.How the Lord loves to answer the prayer of, Lord, bring someone into my life today that I can wash their feet.
主耶稣何等愿意听我们这样的祷告，就是说主，你把一个人带到我的生命当中，所以今天我也可以为他洗脚。
But we can't add and make sure that they love Chinese food.
但是我不能够再加上说，你要确定说这个人喜欢吃中国菜。
No, the Lord doesn't operate that way.
不的，主不这样工作。
Every time Jesus turned around, he was reprimanded by the socialites.
当主耶稣在行走的时候，他常常被这世界上这些社会上的人所指责。
To them, he was a social disgrace.
在他们对他们来讲，主耶稣是这样在不能不在这样在社会上蒙羞的一个人。
In verse.Chapter 3, verse 11, we see that Jesus heals on the Sabbath.
在三章十一节，我们看见主耶稣在安息日来医病。
First he was picking corn on the Sabbath, and now he's healing on the Sabbath.
他是在安息日先掐麦穗，然后就医治人。
You see, the Pharisees, the so-called godly people, had a certain spiritual form.
法利赛人就是所谓这个外面属灵的人，他们有一个外面的仪文。
This is the way we do it.
我们做事是这样做的。
And when the Lord of the Sabbath, the reality of the Sabbath came, they didn't see it. They were stuck in the mud.
当主耶稣就是安息日的主来到这他们当中，他们看不见，他们就陷在他们自己的泥沼里。
They were stuck in the grave of their tradition.
他们陷落入在他们传统的一个坟墓里。
And Jesus used the Sabbath a couple of times to try and say, not the picture, the reality.
主耶稣在安息日就让他们认识说，外面的这些仪文只不过是一个预表，不是实际。
Can you imagine a young woman waiting for her lover to come back from Iraq?In Afghanistan, and when he's about ready to come, she says, "You really don't have to come. Just send me a picture."
你能够想象说，当有一个年轻的女子，她期待她所爱的人从阿富汗或者是伊拉克回来的时候，然后她有人跟她说，她就讲说，没有关系。有人对她讲说，你只要给我照片就好了。
The Bible is more than do's and don'ts and vows and thou shalt nots.
圣经比一些该做什么不该做什么更多。
God has lifted us, elevated it above that.
神把我们提升到要做什么不该做什么这件事情
之上。 And he's given us the Son. We can't keep the law. That's been proven in 39 books. We are given Christ.
从旧约39卷书就让我们认识到除非神是神的儿子没有一个人能够遵行律法。
We just sang in that song before, just now. He, Christ is on earth. He is within us.
我们刚才唱的诗歌基督在行走在地上他行走在我们的当中。
And he wants to wash feet all over in this fellowship. And throughout this week, he wants to be washing feet.
他愿意来在我们的聚会当中洗脚而且在这一个礼拜当中为我们洗脚。
With his life being poured out through us.
这样他的生命可以倒在我们的当中。
He chooses the 12. Who would have ever chosen that 12?
他拣选了十二个使徒有谁会拣选这样十二个人呢？
And for 3.5 years, he washes their feet.
三年半之久他洗他们的脚。
Knowing that one would deny him, all would forsake him, one would betray him.
他知道有一个人要来否认他 要背叛他甚至有一个人要卖他。
Basically, his whole ministry was given to those 12 people.
基本上主耶稣把他的职事交托给这十二个人。
Didn't do a very good job, did he?
主耶稣好像没有做很好的工作是不是？
At least before Acts 2, before Pentecost.
至少在五旬节在使徒行传二章以前看起来是这样。
After Pentecost, we see the fullness of God's plan, and he did wash the right people's feet.
在使徒行传第二章我们就看见神完全的计划看见主真是为他们洗脚。
No one in this room is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
没有一个人在我们的当中是全能的而且是无所不在的。
But God is.
然而神是。
Let God do the choosing.
让神来做拣选。
Let God put his finger on the person that you are to wash their feet this week.
那让神把他的手指放在你要为他洗脚的那个人身上。
And you husbands start with your wives.
弟兄们就从你的姊妹开始。
Sisters start with your husbands.
姊妹们从你的弟兄从你的先生开始。
Too many sisters are washing the feet of their children and missing the feet of their husband.
很多的姊妹为着孩子洗脚忘了为她的先生洗脚。
And then think you're going to serve the Lord.
然后你想这样是服侍主。
Serving the Lord in this fellowship, HCA, is a very, very minimal part of our life.
要在我们的聚会当中来服侍主是我们生活里面很小的一部分。
How many hours a week do you spend in West office?
你一个礼拜花多少时间在这个地方呢？
Yes, Jesus went to the synagogue on Sunday and in the temple on the Sabbath.
是的，主耶稣在安息日他就到会堂里面。
I stand corrected, the synagogue and the temple on Saturday.
是的，他到圣殿到会在安息的时候到圣殿到会堂里。
But Matthew, Mark, Luke and John is filled with the other 6 days of the week.
但是这四本福音书我们就看见很多的记载是在每天的生活当中。
We get everything sort of cockeyed, it's unbalanced.
那我们的想法好像事实上是不平衡的。
We make big deal out of meetings.
我们把聚会好像看得非常非常重要。
As if meetings are Christianity.
好像聚会就是基督教。
That means Christianity a few hours a week.
那这样子我们所信的基督就只是几个一个礼拜里面几个钟头而已。
Walking with the Lord, washing one another's feet is every second of the day.
要与主同行，来为别人洗澡洗脚是每个每天每秒钟都要做的事。
And when Jesus said, "Wells of a well of living water will spring up out of you," what was that for?
当主耶稣说那个活水要从我们里面涌出来的时候，是为着什么呢
？Monday morning.
是为着礼拜一的
Rivers of living water, Tuesday, Wednesday, the rest of the week.
这活水的江河是为着我们生每一个礼拜里面每一天的。
It's not about putting on a meeting face.
并不是来聚会的时候好像戴上一个面具一样。
Life is about washing feet.
这个生活是讲到要洗脚。
What were the factors that surrounded Jesus' life that he was always washing feet?
在所有围绕着主耶稣生活的事上，我们看见主耶稣是在洗脚。
He knew, number one, what he had come to do.
他首先知道他来的目的是要做什么。
And that applies to us.
那这也应用在我们身上。
We're not here to make $1 million.
我们在地上并不是要赚一百万。
We are here to exude this life.
我们在地上是要来显扬这个生命。
Number two, he always had an open heaven.
第二件事情，主耶稣总是有敞开的天。
Breathing in from his heavenly Father and then giving that word out.
从天父里面吸进主耶稣神的生命，然后来给供应出去。
His life was holy, wholly given to the Lord.
他的
Father.
他的生命是完全来交给他的天父的。
There cannot be any sin.
是圣洁的，是没有罪的。
There cannot be any selfish plans in our life. This is my life. This is my agenda. This is what I'm going to do.
是不能够有自私的一种计划，说这是我的生命，这是我要做的事。
Number four, he was always available.
第四件，主总是在那里。
That's what Paul meant by in season, out of season.
得时或不得时。
Didn't matter if it's convenient, inconvenient. He was open. Lord, am I to wash this person's feet?
不管是方便的时候，不方便的时候，他来问主说：“我是不是要为这个人洗脚？”
Love, 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 undermined foundation, his whole life.
主耶稣的所有整个的生命，他的基础就是爱，爱，爱。
And seven, he was faithful to the end.
第七点。他是忠心一直到底。
You don't see Brother Wei quitting because he's, what, 86 now? You don't see him slowing up.
你没有看见魏弟兄说算了，因为他现在已经86岁了。
Brother Kong, 95, he could sit back and say, hey, let the younger boy, yeah, let these young guys do it.
那江弟兄95岁，他也没有退后说啊，就让这些年轻人们做吧。
I'm just going to retire.
我就退休就好了。
I'm going to travel.
我开始旅行。
No. We press on to the end.
不是，我们是要忠心，坚持一直到底。
All of us are in this together, this washing of feet.
这些都是讲到要洗脚。
How does one wash one another's feet?
我们怎么样彼此洗脚呢？
How do we do this spiritual washing?
我们怎么样来做属灵的来洗脚呢？
How does it become our lifestyle?
洗脚怎么能够成为我们的生活的一个方式呢？
Number one, we need to know that we are destitute.
第一个，我们要知道说我们是要立志。
Have you come to the place where you know in your heart that your heart is defiant, rebellious against God?
你有没有到一个地步，你想知道说你的心事实上是反抗神的，是背叛神的。
And then on the positive side, do you know that you are in union with Christ?
那从正面来讲，你有没有认识到说你与基督是联合的
？Union with His death,
与他的死联合
；Union with His burial,
与他的埋葬联合
；Union with His resurrection,
与他的复活联合
；And seated with Christ in the heaven,
与主耶稣一同坐在天上
；Ministering life through prayer, thought, word, and deed.
那借着祷告的生活来供应生命。
Do you stay in continual fellowship, oneness, communion with the Lord?
你有没有持续的活在与主不中断的交通的里面呢
？That's how we continuously wash feet.
只有这样，我们才能够持续的来洗脚。
The Lord, do I speak with this person?
主啊，我要不要对这个人说话呢？
Do I help this person?
我是不是要帮忙这个人呢
？You initiate. You initiate if you want something to be done or said.
我们常常都是自己来主动来做一些事。
To wash feet, we must see the sovereignty of God.
呀，我们要彼此洗脚，我们要认识主的主权，所以要让主来开始。
When you walk out of the house in tomorrow morning, to see that everyone you come in contact with, God has purposely.Put that person in your way.
当明天你从家门出去的时候，你遇见的每一个人，你都要知道是神有目的的放在你的行路的 当中。
Not someone to be avoided.
你不要来逃避一些人。
To have that living flow of water to wash feet, we must keep short accounts of all sin.
要让这个洗脚上面流出来的话，那就不能够有犯罪。
Confessing quickly.
要常常认罪悔改。
To the Lord and asking for forgiveness if we've offended someone.
如果我们得罪的人，我们要常常来到主的面前，愿主赦免我们。
Again, brothers and sisters, this is not easy. We all are very stubborn when it comes to this area.
这是不容易的，因为我们常常都是很刚硬的。
Take the courage to go to that person and say, I am sorry.
你要有这样的勇气到这个人面前对他说对不起。
That releases the dam of self-consciousness and of sin, and life pours forth.
这样子就除去我们的自我意识，然后生命就会流出来。
Then the Holy Spirit now takes its normal course again, and is the strength and the power, the wisdom in administering this washing.
那圣灵就可以来掌管，他就给我们智慧，给我们生命来洗脚。
And above all, give God the credit.
最重要的，要把荣耀归给神。
These contacts, when we wash someone's feet,This is not fuel just to give boasting testimonies, bragamonies.
要为人家洗脚，并不是让我们可以来自夸的一个原因。
These are opportunities, and many times the Lord has us test us. Can we just keep it quiet and just give Him the glory?
很多时候，当我们为人洗脚以后，主也来试验我们，看我们是不是能够。安静不说话，然后把荣耀归给神。
We are so sinister that even in our testimony, we are wanting people to realize we've done something. We're pretty good.
我们里面常常是这样子的一个狡猾的情形，就是甚至在给。做见证的时候，我们要让人家觉得说我们自己很好。
When it comes to washing feet, there are some snares.
要为讲到洗脚的时候，有一些陷阱网罗。
And one snare, and it's the biggest snare, and that is the world revolves around me.
一个最大的一个陷阱就是这个整个的世界是围绕我转的。
And when I walk around like a Pharisee like this,I don't see Mary Magdalene. I do not see Zacchaeus. I do not see blind Bartimaeus. I only see myself.
当我以自我为中心的时候，我就看不到摩大拉的玛利亚，我也看不到那个巴迪麦。我只看到我的自己。
I am the center of the universe.
我是这个宇宙的中心。
My time, my pleasure, my will be done.
是我的喜好，是我的意志要成全。
If we did not have this type of an attitude, we would never be upset, never be angry, and all of us have been angry.
如果我们有一个对的态度的话，那我们就不会生气，也不会觉得很丧气，因为我们每个人都是会生气的，很多事情。就容易激怒我们。
One young sister told me once, she said, I thought the world was all about me until I got married and realized, oh, there's someone else in this world.
有一位年轻的姊妹就这样曾经这样告诉我说，以前我以为这整个世界只有我一个人，一直到我结婚，我才发现原来这世界还有别人。
Another snare is, I can't wait. I gotta find out. I gotta know it now. I gotta get the answer.
另外一个陷阱就是说，我不能够等候，我现在就要得到一个答案。
Just wait.
只是等，单单的等候。
When you feel yourself rush, you're walking a little bit fast, getting a little sweaty under the arms. That's God saying, "Slow down, wait on me."
当你觉得不能等的时候，你也许就走比较快，然后就开始流汗。但是主告诉你说，慢一点。你来等候我。
When we're in a hurry, when we're thinking of our situation, I'm hungry, I'm tired, we do not see the woman at the well.
当我们只是来很着急的时候，我想说我很饥饿，我很疲倦的时候，你就看不到那个井边的妇人。
Oh, how we need that spirit of the Lord to reach out and minister like he did to that woman at the well.
我们何等的需要神的灵在我们的里面，所以我们可以来服侍那个井边的妇人。
He not only washed her feet, he washed her whole body. Her whole life was cleansed.
主耶稣不仅洗这个妇人的脚，主耶稣洁净她的全身，让她整个人得洁净。
Another snare, brothers and sisters, is we have these preconceived ideas.
另外一个陷阱就是我们有时候会有事先想好说这件事情是这样。
Preconceived plans.
事先就已经有计划了。
All self-initiated.
都是从自己开始。
We also, another snare, is our cultural, historical, precedence, background.
那另外一个陷阱就是我们文化上或者是历史上的一些背景。
I am so thankful, and you've heard me say this many times. God, 20 years ago, put me with basically all Chinese people.
我很感谢主，因为从20年以前，主就把我放在许多中国人的当中。
And I'll tell you why. The Lord has used it to break down many, many preconceived cultural prejudices, traditions.
主就是借着这个环境来打破我所有的过去一些成见，或者是一些想法。
Another snare is that we are earthbound.
另外一个陷阱就是我们是被限制在这个地上。
We have such narrow vision. We think everything related to life has to do with this little tiny globe, one of the little smallest little balls in the universe.
我们会想到说，所有我们重要的事情都是在这个这么在宇宙里面这样一个渺小的一个星球里。
And God is, I think this morning, trying to say, there's a world out there, and I want you to minister life by washing feet too.
主耶稣早晨对我们说话说，除了你所关心的事情外，你要来洗脚。
I'm going to read a few verses as our benediction, our closing, in Hebrews 13.
我要念几节的圣经来做我们的结束。
I believe the apostle is able to, or the writer of the Hebrews is able to conclude this better than I ever could.
我想这希伯来书的作者比我更能够来总结今天的信息。
And it all has to do with washing the feet.
这些都是讲到要洗脚的。
Verse 1,
第一节
Hebrews 13, let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this you have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves are also in the body.
希伯来书十三章第一节，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Verse 16, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
16节，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
And the benediction, verse 20,
最后的祝福在第20节。
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even our Lord Jesus Christ, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
第二十节，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人， 我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning we bow before the great foot washer.
天父，早晨我们在这位这样伟大的洗脚的主耶稣面前来俯伏。
Who from beginning to end was about the Father's business to bring life into the souls of dark men, into the hearts of dark men.
从起初到最末了，所有的事都是要把生命来供应给人。
May we see our calling as foot washers.
愿我们来看见我们的呼召就是成为一个洗脚的人。
Ministering life by your love to one another.
借着你的爱把生命供应给别人。
Beginning in our families and then the family of God and then even to the pagans.
从家庭开始进到神的家，甚至还没有信主的人。
Until all come and bow at your feet.
一直等到所有人都来到你的面前，脚前下拜。
We worship you, the Lamb of God, this morning.
我们早晨来敬拜神的羔羊。
In Christ's name,
靠基督的名祷告，阿门。